Now, yesterday, a pediatric emergency medicine consultant warned that an increasing number of children are being admitted to hospital after suffering an adverse reaction to edibles, otherwise known as cannabis jellies. I'm glad to be joined now by Dr. Pat O'Mahony, who's Chief Specialist Food and Science Technology, FSAI, and he's joining me now on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. O'Mahony, and thank you for your time today. Can you tell us about these cannabis jellies?
Yes, good morning, Fran, and thanks for having us on. I suppose cannabis jellies is one name for them. It can actually be any kind of sweets, and they come in various shapes and sizes. But the first we became aware of this was earlier in the year, I think it was February, when we got reports from the Garda Síochána of some teenagers who apparently had consumed some of these sweets. One of them was having seizures and others weren't feeling well, so they were all taken to hospital. And it was when we started investigating this that we came across other reports of children, primarily, unfortunately, taking these products and not doing too well out of them. And then the most recent case was two small boys, I think 4 and 5 year olds in Dublin, who ended up in hospital with serious consequences. So it's a problem. And from what I'm hearing, it's an ongoing problem in schools. Kids, I don't know, are they being targeted or just getting these sweets inadvertently? But we're talking serious levels of toxic substances being consumed in these sweets.
I'm just looking at some photographs here in front of me, Doctor, and they look like a normal bag of sweets.
Yes, the sinister thing is some of these sweets, if you get them online from North America, in particular Canada and some parts of the US, they actually are pretty well labeled to say contains THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, and that's the psychoactive component in cannabis. So they're quite responsibly labeled, and they tell you to consume them cautiously and only take one, and they tell you how much THC is in there. But from our colleagues in the Garda Síochána and the customs are seizing sweets that have no labels whatsoever. So there's obviously a criminal element in other parts of the world that don't consider labeling a necessity. And pretty much all that is just drug trafficking. THC is the active component of cannabis, so the criminals are trying to get their drugs into the Irish system by hook or by crook, I suppose, and sweets seems to be the next vehicle for them. And that's unfortunate, because when a child sees a sweet, you know, they're going to gobble as many as they can, and this is the real worry. The story we're getting is that many schools have them. Some of them are being ordered online by students, but then others are coming in from the UK and from mainland Europe, and some of these have no labelling whatsoever, and that's a real danger, I think.
You mentioned there about the immediate symptoms and, you know, young kids presenting themselves at A&E, I guess, and the like, but what about long-term effects? Is that an issue as well?
Yeah, you see, the problem is, and I can't say I've ever smoked cannabis, but apparently when you do, you get the hit within seconds, 10, 15 seconds, because it hits your lungs and then straight into your blood supply and then onto the brain. So when you smoke a joint, apparently it hits you fairly straight away. The problem with edibles, you can get a fair amount of THC into you through your digestive tract, and it's not until it's, you know, about a half an hour gone that it starts to hit you. So I think what's happening with a lot of these, as they call them, naive users, aka youngsters who have no experience, they eat one and they feel no effect. They think, you know, I better take another one, and they'll eat another and another. And then by the time it does hit the liver and starts to get broken down and the effect starts to hit, you've literally overdosed. We don't actually know what the effects will be long term if you really overdose now. I think listening to that medic yesterday, the consequences can be serious. He was saying that the people who have been into their system so far have been lucky to get away with it. We're just afraid that someday somebody won't get away with it and we'll have a disaster on our hands. And this is why we're trying to act now before it really becomes a big problem.
Yeah, it's also a worry that if they hallucinate and if there's psychosis there as well, that the mental health issues there for years to come might be something to be concerned about.
It is. And even for adults taking these products, you know, if you get stopped at the roadside and have a drug test, you're going to fail that straight away. If you're an operator of large machinery or buses or an airline pilot, and you've had one or two of these, whether knowingly or not, then you're going to be in trouble as well. But I think from our perspective, it's particularly children and adolescents who eat these unwittingly and who are not taking them, you know, on purpose. That's really the problem for us, because those people are innocent bystanders there as such.
Of course. And it's very important to point out, this is completely illegal.
Absolutely illegal. And if you really want to be, I suppose, hard-nosed about it, anyone caught selling these, or even maybe in their possession, could get a criminal record. And then if you're a youngster who wants to go on a J-1 visa or whatever down the road to the US or Australia, etc., that record will follow you through. So, you know, we're trying to encourage, for safety reasons for starters, but there are other consequences as well if you're caught with these products. And the Gardaí make no bones about that. They're illegal. THC has no threshold as such, so any amount of it in a product, and it's a breach of the Misuse of Drugs Act.
All right, Doctor, thank you for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you. And that's Dr. Pat O'Mahony there, who is Chief Specialist with the Food Science and Technology Institute.